Mr. Sir. Price, sir.
I have read through the book now,
mm-hmm.
and we have a great mass of material there, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is to try to pan the gold out. I sent a little memorandum over.
I just got it.
Yeah, which, just in terms of, so we know what we're working with, to make basically the short 10-minute speech, I decided it should definitely be that, which means between 1,000 and 1,200 words, 1,200 outside, 1,000, well, it depends on the, I mean, whether we have, what we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking in that term. I think that if I look through this material, and I have not read it carefully enough to try to glean other things out, that much of the thought that you have in yours, I think, is certainly worthy of consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed by Vermont Royster's letter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the idea of one theme and build around that how we which of course would lend itself also to a short speech. I think at all costs, when I note that not yours but some of the drafts sort of fall into the laundry list business of
mm-hmm.
well, we've done this, we've done this, and over the past 4 years, wang. I don't want to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that basically the theme of the bicentennial should be brought in. I like that feel. I mean, I think it's worth at least considering. That is that that can be a sort of a takeoff theme, the simple theme or not, I don't know. But the theme of renewal, etc., beginning. I actually haven't done any very hard thinking about what ought to be in and out. What I'd like for you to do is to take the whole book,
mm-hmm.
which you, of course, have too, and I'd urge you also to hold the best of the previous inaugurals, which mm-hmm. I've mentioned before, were TR's only one, and Wilson's first.
Mm-hmm.
Curiously enough, you know, the sister ones like you know, you take Taft and Hoover and Harding and Coolidge, all of them fall into the era of huge, enormous, you know, long damn things. I mean, they sound like horses. I guess that goes back to the period when an inaugural, well, or don't go back to that period, but to the thought that an inaugural should be also sort of like a State of the Union. But I know this, that nobody can tell you what was in any of those, and they may be able to tell you what was in some of the others. But anyway, I feel that the occasion calls for a brief speech. I think it calls for an uplift, positive speech. I like the Faith in America theme, because that actually was one of the major points of difference in the campaign. I mean, those who were putting it down and those who were building it up.
Mm-hmm.
I say, write it in terms without specifically getting into Vietnam or, well, without getting into the situation stands, but write it in terms of the peace being in positive terms on the peace issue rather than negative.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume that nothing will have happened. Nothing may happen, but let's just assume the best, because then we can always shift if we have to a or drop out, as the case might be. So I suggest that you take several days now, just to you will, and I'll try to, over the weekend, I'm going to have some, if I can get by a few bucks. First, but I'll have some time to do some reading about these materials, and maybe we'll get some further thoughts, which if I get them, I'll pass on to you for inclusion in yours. But you can you can take a second crack if you like, and I would not expect anything. I will not expect anything, as a matter of fact, from you. I won't be able to do anything with it until the next weekend. In other words, let's figure that I'd like something by noon of next week, and I'll take a look at what you have. All right.
All right, fine. And I'll be here this weekend if there's anything you
right. Well,
you anything you want.
Incidentally, you're welcome if you want to go to Camp David if you'd prefer to work there. I mean, it's there. You know, you can go up there and use the. I'll be in and out of there. I'll go up for a day or, and I'll come back and so forth. But if you want to go up there, why, you're certainly welcome to go. And because you may, if you find it better to work there, go by all means.
Good.
Because it's available. Don't be with other people there. Just in one of the cabins and sit and yeah, but be sure to do it, Ray, because sometimes it becomes rather depressing just to be in these offices, I imagine.
And that is a wonderful place to work up there.
It isn't really, but be sure to go. You're totally welcome to go. I mean, it's there, and just hop in a courier helicopter anytime. Come up.
Good.
And, you know, you've got to go down and have dinner at local and, you know, give you a little times to relax and things and so forth. So, and anyway, what I'm saying now, though, is to you just take a week. And,
okay, good. One thing I started developing in my draft here that I touched on a little bit, didn't develop much, but I'm intrigued by the idea of, as one of the central themes, is the just the idea of responsibility, sort of a call to responsibility or years of responsibility or something like that. Responsibility is a great power. Nation and that sort of thing.
I thoroughly believe in all that. I suppose that not very reasonable, is it? Whether fashion makes any damn difference anyway. It's quite true that it's not so. It gets back to our whole foreign policy that which must be a responsible one if frankly the free world is to survive. It gets to our economic policy in which we have to have responsibility and the willingness to work and to be proud of work rather. Sit in our boats, and it means responsibility, of course, in terms of our, what we call our relations with each other, you know, and so forth and so on. As contrasted with the era of the 60s, where everybody said, well, the hell with it, let the devil take the hindermost. I certainly believe in it. I like it. I like the, as I said, I like but Vermont Reister's gut reaction is correct. People don't need to hear jingoism, but they just desperately want to hear not just that America's a perfect country, but that it's not all that bad, you know what I mean? We've been through, as you put in your graph, we've been through the crisis of the spirit, and we've been through a difficult war. We've had the crisis of our cities, and the crisis of the spirit, and the crisis of the generations, and the crisis of the color and race, and all the rest. And each was supposed to break us, and so on. But the American spirit has withstood. Worse in the past, and it is. I mean, it's strong, and the spirit of America is good. In fact, you almost start with that. I remember Truman starting his State of the Union in 1948. The cocky little guy, he got out there and he said, just first sentence was, "The State of the Union is good." slight overstatement, but a very substantial majority of people probably believe that. In any event, I may get some thoughts as I get deeper into it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And but if I, as I said, read over all the others, and if you can glean up some nuggets, I take them.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that what we're working here in a frame. I've decided on the short speech.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to make a 10-minute speech, which is 1,000 to 1,200 words. And that means a hell of a lot in a very few words.
That's right, though. I think that's right.
I feel it's right. Well, as I counted those words in the other speeches, as I rather much, even T.R., who was rather loquacious, you know, hell, he'd get up and speak 2 or 3 hours, but 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
990 words,
mm-hmm.
and it was damn good for those times.
Mm-hmm.
And FDR's were generally fairly brief. Of course, the fourth was nothing, but they tended toward brevity rather than toward
mm-hmm.
just getting up there and having them want a bit more is fine. And okay, Ray. Wish you well.
Well, thank you.
Bye.